Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What a wonderful intro you've put together there. It's time for the Limitless Express. All aboard. Limits?
Let's jump on, Joe, for this Friday, May 9th. Mike Florio, he was mentioned earlier on the show. He probably should have been mentioned a little bit earlier for this scorching hot take. Florio with the PM guys 2 days ago. The 49ers would love to unload.
No.
Brandon,
don't say it.
Ayuk's contract on the Steelers.
Brandon Ayuk. I hear it's at the goal line.
Ayuk.
No.
No?
Yeah, that's just...
No, Ayuk?
One word I'd like to say there is no. Surely you don't say yes, do you? Please, Limits.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the Ayuks of our lives.
He's coming off a major injury, and he's highly overpriced. And they won't even be able to use him. The Arthur Smith offense can't take advantage of one receiving weapon, let alone two.
The Ayuks of our lives, you have no interest in it?
Zero. You?
I have about a 10% interest level in him because I also think that the money coming off the injury is not something that is really appealing. He's also somebody that didn't choose you at first. It's like when you're talking to somebody and they ultimately decide to date somebody else, but then they break up with their old boyfriend and say, hey, remember me? Like, I'd love to try to talk to you now. I'm sorry that things didn't work out the first time, but this time I think it can be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Brandon, I just stay over there in San Francisco, please.
It's not going to be better. That's a horrible idea. Next.
A report from Ross Dellinger. A 16-team college football playoff bracket is gaining support in the Big Ten and the SEC, which would be four SEC teams, four Big Ten teams, two ACC, two Big 12, one group of six team, which is like the American and some of those other conferences, and then three at-large bids, so basically Notre Dame and then two others. And the Big 10 and SEC could have play-in games for the third versus the sixth team and the fourth versus the fifth seed. This is turning into like the NBA play-in with a little combination of a playoff that is just, I think, gotten out of hand. It used to be the two-team BCS. Then it was a 14 playoff. Now it's 12. Now 16. Like, isn't this starting to become like the NFL where, oh, now you're letting seven teams in? There's a 9-7 team that makes it. An 8-8 team used to make it.
Do you
now
have
you're
a question
9-8.
Here, Limits, for me?
Yes.
What's the question?
As I guess, pulled a Malzy and went too long trying to make my point. Malzy disease is back. Do you think that they need expansion again?
Yeah, because the first round was so exciting last year. Remember that? They need less teams, not more.
I would have been okay with 8 right off the jump. They ended up going to 12. And once you get to that high of a number, you're never going back. It's not like they're going to ever decrease the amount of playoff spots. At some point, this is just going to turn into like an NCAA tournament field. And instead of 68 teams, they'll make it 32. And we'll be playing until like legitimately January. The college, what about this theory? Or what about this idea? The college football national championship is Saturday. The Super Bowl is Sunday. Ultimate football weekend. How would you feel about that?
I'm thinking about that. I'd feel great about that.
We're trending in a direction like that. Where
why wouldn't we want that?
The season just continues. If you add another round of the playoff, if you add 16, there's going to be another round, and they're probably not going to make it earlier in the year. They give teams such a break for those other bowl games.
I don't think there's such a thing as too much football.
I don't either.
Especially at that level. I'm all for it.
Especially with the money that's being shelled out there. Here's the thing. Would the ability of a potential oversight committee, and Nick Saban is stepping into some role to kind of look over a lot of these things that's going on with NIL and everything. I wonder if this would pass, like if college football would be able to do this.
I don't care.
If the players would allow it or if it would even be a thing.
Yeah, I don't care. The Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
What are you laughing about?
The 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. The Pirates and The Fan want to visit your teams in action. For our youth baseball softball showcase presented by Sheetz, parents, coaches, email us at youthsports@937thefan.com. To register your 12 and under team, and the fan might make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Next.
Our friend Sean chimes in and says that they only want this because Bama and two other SEC schools like Ole Miss, your friend Jackson Dart, were held out, which I think is an interesting point. Probably true.
It's probably true.
A couple hours ago, breaking news from Pablo Torre's podcast. Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, the 24-year-old girlfriend of Bill Belichick, same age as me, banned from the UNC football facility. A Belichick family source said there is deep worry for how detrimental Jordan can be for not just North Carolina, but Bill's legacy, reputation, and everything he has built and worked for over decades.
Wait a second. I wasn't paying attention, which isn't a big surprise. Was banned from the facility?
She was banned from the facility, according to this by report who? From Pablo Torre, by the administration at North Carolina.
Then you're going to have that for all the things that might really make people angry or disgusted about that story, it's a gigantic story and a fascinating one. And how does Belichick react to that?
Well,
he may never coach a game there.
Well, update that just came out in the last hour after that came out this morning. North Carolina has denied the report that Bill Belichick's girlfriend has been banned. North Carolina saying, while Jordan Hudson is not an employee at the university or Carolina Athletics, she is welcome to the Carolina football facilities.
I heard somebody on one of our shows the other day, a guest, saying this isn't about North Carolina, or maybe it was a national person we had on the air doing their own show on the weekend. This isn't about North Carolina. It's just about Belichick. It only makes him look bad. No, it makes North Carolina look ridiculous, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And that story at some point is going to blow up.
I do find it fascinating that someone named Jordan is creating this much of a fuss for the football program at North Carolina.
I like that.
When someone else named Jordan made the North Carolina basketball program what it was as the greatest player in the history of all of basketball. And Dean Smith, of course.
What a wonderful thought by you, and very deep, I might add.
Thank you. Cam Hayward chimed in on Twitter. I don't know if I'm able to say this or not, so I'll just try to put a little PG version.
Yeah.
But Cam Hayward was basically saying, this is short for Bill Belichick trying to stand up for his girlfriend and not create a breakup. Like, he still wants to stay with his
Cam
girlfriend.
Weighed in with this?
Oh, Cam weighed
wow.
in. You can go in there and read what Cam said on Twitter just about 40 minutes ago, which our friend Matt Zagarelli, who listens to the morning show, said, Captain Cam off the top ropes. Whammy.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If Belichick had to choose between her and the North Carolina football program, which do you think he chooses?
Man, that's a great question.
You don't have to think that long about
it. I think he's probably going to choose her.
Obviously.
He's going to choose her. Like, just think about it.
Next.
Her publicist that was in on the interview room with CBS. Paul Pierce, after the Celtics lost to the Knicks in game one of the series, said if the Knicks win, I think it was either if the Knicks win another game or I think it was the, here it is, if the Celtics lost game two to the Knicks, Paul Pierce, who works at FS1, would walk to the Fox studio from his house in Century City. Paul Pierce, after the Knicks beat the Celtics again, tweeted out a picture walking a 7-hour journey. And
wow.
He documented it on Instagram Live. Paul Pierce actually yesterday walked 7 hours to work.
That is incredible.
He actually did it.
And that, of course, evokes the story of Jim Rooker, I believe it was, on a Pirate broadcast. I think the Pirates were way ahead of the Phillies, maybe. He said, if the Phillies come back and win, I'll walk all the way back to Pittsburgh. I think that's the story, but he wound up making it a walk for charity. That is awesome that Pierce did that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I find it kind of interesting, but I mean, like, obviously the situation with Rooker was a lot different. You're walking all the way across the state.
Yeah.
Pierce, it's probably, in LA traffic, it's probably a 40-minute drive, when in reality, if it was Pittsburgh traffic, it would probably be like a 15-minute drive.
Right.
But good on Paul Pierce for following through. There's a lot of times where people will throw out this outlandish claim and then not follow through with it, so I give him credit.
Thank you, Limits. The Limitless Express had never been better, I don't think.
Could I give you one more short one?
No.
In college football, guess who the number one ranked team is in the country?
Penn State.
According to ESPN.
Penn State
number one in the country.
You just needed to sneak that in there just to get Penn State in there,
fair,
didn't you?
Fair or foul?
You say in your Penn State hat fair, on your head today?
It's a college football topic.
No, you wouldn't have done it. All right, now let's go back. I want to be gentle here because this, again, perhaps is a sign of, what is it, malsia?
Early onset malsia.
Yeah, malsia. If this were Notre Dame, let's say, that had been named number one for next year, would you have put that in today's Limitless Express? Think about it before you say you're... Okay.
It's a local story.
Period.
If Pitt
Period.
Was or if West
Period.
Virginia was, I
Period.
Would. But if Pitt was or West Virginia was, I would. It's a local story. One of the big three teams that people follow in this area. If it was West Virginia, I would have done the exact same thing and asked fair or foul. Or Pitt, fair or foul. We're the Pitt flagship. I would have asked it. You don't believe me, but I don't care because that's what I would have done.
I like the way you finished that. You're getting better every day here.
Hey, that's Limits. The goal. You got to continue to improve.
All right.
Keep taking steps up.
Very good.